Chapter 37, Turn It All Over. By now, you have looked at a lot of overcoats that you've been wearing in connection with the situation that you're investigating. And I'm pretty sure that you feel lighter, even if you sense the potential for the release of more overcoats about your issue or challenge. It doesn't always happen all at once. In fact, it hardly ever does. Overcoats peel off over time as we're ready to let them go. As we go through the process that we have been in together of bringing consciousness to them, seeing that there's nothing real or lasting about them, and simply letting them go. They can fall away as easily and gently as leaves fall off the trees in the fall. A lot of overcoats fall away through the simple act of bringing our awareness to them. They exist in unconsciousness. And so, as long as they go unquestioned, they remain in place, burdening us and giving us the feeling that life is heavy. But as soon as we begin to turn our awareness toward the different layers of our overcoats, they begin to fall away. It really can be that simple. And so as we review the steps of the process that we've experienced so far, we've released bodily sensations, emotions, fears, the contents of the mind, and those specialized contents that we call judgments, whether they are judgments of ourselves, judgments of others. Often people have judgments of the divine that they're secretly holding on to, or judgments of our situation or life as a whole. So a lot of releasing has already taken place, but we may not feel complete yet. There may still be other layers of the experience, other layers of overcoats that we're wearing in relation to the experience that we still feel somehow burdening us, pulling us down. And so this experience is all about turning it all over to God. We don't even have to know what it is. All we need is the willingness to gather it up and give it over to the one that knows what to do with it. And so you may have a sense that there's still more stuff surrounding your issue that remains to be released. You may know what it is, or you may not know what it is. In either case, the process is the same. So allow your eyes to close and bring your awareness to your breathing. As you breathe and feel and sink into your inner world, invite the situation you are investigating to once again come into your consciousness. Just see it for what it is, and see how differently you are seeing it at this point, after all of the inner work that you have done. Now ask all the facets of it that have not yet been released to come forward. You may become aware of them, or they may remain diffuse and indistinct. In either case, feel yourself gathering them all up into a bundle. And now give it all to the divine. Every bit of it. As you have done before, with the innocence of a little child, let the divine know that you do not want to hold on to it, any of it, for one more moment. You might express it in words like these. God, I don't know what to do with any of this, but I know that I don't want to carry it around any longer. Please take it from me so that I can go free. And simply feel yourself releasing it all back into the whole of life. Let it all go. Breathe it out into the totality of creation and see it being reconfigured into pure energy. Now notice how you feel within yourself. Is there a newfound sense of open space where all of this once lived within you? Are you aware of a fresh sense of possibility, replacing the feeling of doom that once obliterated all hope about the issue? Enjoy the sensations of freedom that are present. If any remnants are still there, turn them over as well. And if more should arise at any point, let them go too. And now you can return to the book, to the reflection segment.